Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter O'Hara coming to you from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. And this is History Mystery Boo for the week of April 23rd, 2011. Last week's question. In the early part of the 20th century, Patrick Breen, William Brogan, Cesar Nicolo, and 17 others perished in what has to be the sweetest disaster ever to happen in recorded history. To what am I referring? I'm referring to the Great Boston Molasses Flood, which occurred on January 15, 1919, when a giant tank of molasses split apart and flooded the streets of Boston with so much force that buildings were flattened and many people drowned in the warm, sticky wave of molasses. The disaster occurred at the Purity Distilling Company facility on January 15th, which was an unusually warm day for Boston, especially in January, at 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Back in the day, molasses was the go-to sweetener in the United States, a key ingredient in producing sugar as well as rum and ethyl alcohol, the active ingredient in other alcoholic beverages and a key component in the manufacturing of munitions at the time. The stored molasses was awaiting transfer to the Purity plant situated between Willow Street and what is now named Evertese Way in Cambridge. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Near Kearney Square at 529 Commercial Street, a huge molasses tank, 15 meters tall and 27 meters in diameter, and containing as much as 2,300,000 U.S. gallons of molasses, suddenly collapsed. Witnesses stated that as it collapsed, there was a loud rumbling sound like a machine gun being fired as the rivets shot out of the tank, and that the ground shook as if a train was passing by. The collapse unleashed an immense wave of molasses between 8 and 15 feet high, moving at 35 miles per hour and exerting an overpressure of 2 tons per foot squared. The molasses wave was of sufficient force to break the girders of the adjacent Boston Elevated Railway's Atlantic Avenue structure and lift a train completely off the tracks. Nearby, buildings were swept off of their foundation and crushed. Several blocks were flooded to a depth of 2 to 3 feet. Imagine trying to walk in a moving wave of 2 to 3 feet of molasses. And it's no surprise that people were dying. A waist-high wave of sticky brown goo filled many streets and swiftly engulfed people and horses, causing many to get pulled under. The Boston Globe reported that people were picked up by a rush of air and hurled many feet. Others had debris hurled at them from the rush of sweet-smelling air. A truck was picked up and hurled into Boston Harbor. The physical toll of the calamity was brutal. Approximately 150 were injured, 21 people and several horses were killed. Some were crushed and drowned by the molasses. The wounded included people, horses, and dogs. Coughing fits became one of the most common ailments associated with the molasses flood after the initial blast. A fascinating historical event. If you want to read more about it, check out Dark Tide, The Great Boston Molasses Flood in 1919 by Stephen Puglio. I believe it's available on Amazon right now. And now for next week's question. In the last years of his long and eventful life, Western lawman, mine speculator, saloon owner, and sometimes boxing referee Wyatt Earp lived near Hollywood and was an unpaid consultant on several very early Western movies during the silent era. Earp was the friend and confidant of actors and directors in that era, and it is said that famed movie cowboy Tom Mix was one of the pallbearers at his funeral. So simple question, what is Wyatt Earp's most famous movie credit? What is Wyatt Earp's most famous movie credit? Tweet your answer to HistMissBoo on Twitter. That's HistMystBoo on Twitter.com. Or you can answer on my blog, The Third Point of Singularity, or on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for the answer.